Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and today's conversation is with Claude Allen. Claude is the Deputy Secretary of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. And joining us in our conversation is Therese Moore.
When the President's Management Agenda scorecard was first released, HHS had all red light scores. What specifically has the department been doing in each of the five areas to increase its scores?
You can only go up from red. That's the first realization. And like many of the other agencies in government, we needed this. We needed to know if we were going to be rated in the five areas of budget integration, of financial management, of human capital, of information technology, competitive sourcing. If you look at all five of those areas, we needed to be performing very well in those areas. Well, what we have done as a department is we've taken that very seriously. Not only do we take the scores that we've received in those areas, but our department has developed our own scorecard that we give to each of our agencies in each of those five areas to address. And so give you some examples. So for example, in the area of budget and performance integration, even though we were red in the initial report card, our score now is green. And because we have made considerable progress in that area. And how we've done that is that we've had substantial increases in the number of reportable national health outcome measures that we are now scoring in terms of performance outcome measurement. So we have now gone back and looked with a very serious eye of asking how are we tying our budget requests to our commitment to perform at a stated level. If we're going to ask for money to say that we want to address chronic disease in this country, whether it be obesity, diabetes, or asthma, then we should be willing to say what we expect to see in terms of reductions from infusions of that money into programs that are targeted in those areas. And that's how we've gone from red to green in budget and performance integration. In the area of e-government, we've worked very aggressively there on IT security. These are issues that not only HHS but across the government we need to be reflecting. We now are looking at an enterprise architecture for the department, for public health enterprise architecture, which is a radical thought for government. This is something where the private sector is very much on the cutting edge. Government is slowly coming there, but HHS is actually on the cutting edge of looking at how do we create a public health architecture that will benefit not only us in terms of our delivery of service through government, but that will address many of the concerns that the private sector has in terms of these areas. We are also looking at financial performance in that area, and we have asked to show progress in two areas. One, resolving material weaknesses identified by auditors, and then secondly, to develop a unified financial management system. And in both of those areas, we're moving very aggressively and doing very well in moving that forward. My task and the task of our, we have a council of chief information officers throughout the department who spend their time focusing on the task of not simply moving us from red to green, but actually developing a system that will be useful in the department that will allow us to address these deficiencies that were identified for why we got a red score to begin with. So those are just a few of the areas that we're working. I could give you more on human capital, even competitive sourcing. We are actually believe that we're doing very well in those areas, but we'll always have some tension because it requires change, and trying to move the Titanic with a toothpick and a bathtub is not a very easy task to accomplish.
Speaking of financial management, one of the things often done is financial systems, and you did mention the unified financial management system. Could you tell us more about that?
Certainly. We are developing a unified financial management system, or what we call UFMS system, that is consistent with Secretary Thompson's vision of One HHS. What we're doing here is the project will produce a single financial reporting system for the entire department, which is part of which will address many of our Medicare and Medicaid issues as we're trying to look at and their specific needs of having a unified system. We've already brought up the application Oracle Financial General Ledger. That's a part that has already been brought online. And the balance of the unified financial management system will be currently on schedule and on budget. So we're doing pretty well with that. We plan a target date of September of this year, of 2003, for beginning pilot testing of the software requirements and the hardware configuration for the UFMS system in terms of financial management. At the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, they're planning on piloting the system for both with two Medicare contractors later this year as well in October 2003. So we think we're on track with our financial management system. And many other agencies and departments are looking at how we progress along with this, as this is something across government that we need to be doing. And we believe because of these efforts is why we will see great progress in terms of the report card that HHS receives.
You mentioned that the unified financial management system reflects the One HHS. What are some other things going on that reflect that concept?
Good, a couple of great areas. Bioterrorism, again, is a major area that required many assets within the department. It required the Food and Drug Administration. It required the National Institutes of Health. It required the Centers for Disease Control. It required the Health Resources Services Administration, all of these different agencies, and our Public Health Service to come together in one place to say, here is a unified plan of how we're going to address research, address prevention, address treatment and care, address response and recovery across the department. And this is the first time that we believe the department has ever sat down across the board on that sort of issue, for example, to develop a unified plan. And we have that, and it's moving forward. Just this afternoon, had meetings within the office and talked about food security issues. And we had not only our agencies and departments working together, within the department working together, but we had the U.S. Department of Agriculture working with us across the board on these sort of issues. Chronic disease, a major area as well. But also in terms of our budget and performance integration, we have agencies now that are picking up what would be performance measures that historically they would find in one other agency, but because it's a shared value of one HHS, you're finding that being picked up across the board so that we can pick up the agency that focuses on prevention can work together with the agency that's focusing on treatment and care. Another area that just a sort of an anecdote, the department had really had many different identities. In fact, you would go out and someone would say, do you work for HHS? And the response was, no, I work for this agency. Well, one day the secretary did something that was very funny. We had a senior staff meeting where we had all the agency heads and we brought in the tchotchkes, the little trinkets, the little things that you would have that were branded items. And none of them had HHS on them. Well, you go around now, you will find that HHS is probably on everybody's business card, on everybody's coffee mug or whatever goes out the door, so that we have a corporate identity that we can all rally around. And as we do that, that works its way down through the organization, and you build the morale, the pride of those agencies. And it doesn't detract from the work of that individual component, but it actually adds to the work of the whole as an HHS.
HHS, I know, is responsible for managing e-grants, one of the e-government initiatives. How is progress going on the e-grants effort?
We are very pleased that HHS has the lead on the e-grant initiative, and it's been identified as one of our highest priorities in terms of what we're doing. We're the managing partner for that, and last February, 26 federal grant-making agencies came together, and we decided to work together on this as one of the major tasks. We met to agree on the vision, on the goals, and the objectives for e-grants. In short, e-grants was tasked to produce for grantees a unified way to find grant opportunities and a unified way to apply for grants electronically. And these find and apply goals drive the whole initiative. And so we have worked very aggressively there. Here are some of the milestones that we've achieved in just a little over a year. We have developed, with OMB approval, the e-grants business case that has gone forward. We've had approval of a governance and financing strategy that assigns e-grant funds and staff resources, responsibilities all across the board. We've got that accomplished. We've worked with the General Services Administration to develop and pilot and fund deployment of the unified fine system. And we've also deployed a grant.gov website, which is now out there. We've awarded contracts for support and development, and we started pilots of the apply function with 12 volunteer agencies. So the e-grant initiative is actually going very well, and that's another good example of how we were able to not only work within our department in terms of e-grants, but across the board. So we're very, very proud and very pleased with the results thus far, but we will not stop until we've accomplished and moved it forward to get everybody on board and have the find and apply functions working effectively.
Earlier, we talked about the challenge of the silos within the Department of HHS. With e-grants, you have to work across various department and agencies. How difficult has it been to get agency cooperation and money also to get this done?
Well, of course, that is always a challenge when you have 26 different grant-making agencies to come together. But I have to say, our president has done an outstanding job in tasking the deputies. We are the chief operating officers of our organizations. And one of the things the president did very early on is that he challenged us. In fact, he reminded us that we worked for him and that his expectations were that we would work across agency lines, department lines, to accomplish the common goal. E-grants is a wonderful example of how that's happening. While there are 26 agencies that are basically grant-making agencies, 11 of us came together to share the responsibility for the bulk of e-grants for the government. Some of the things that we've been able to accomplish through regular meetings and collaboration at the senior level that force working and cooperation at the lower levels within the agencies and departments was very instrumental in accomplishing several very important tasks. For example, all 26 of the grant-making agencies participated in the pilot of the Unified Fine System. And 15 agencies have already posted live announcements in this system. That's a great success. All 26 grant-making agencies completed an in-depth survey of their grant systems, identifying how e-grant application data would be used. And then also 12 of the agencies have volunteer-specific grant programs for use in the upcoming pilot of the e-grant electronic apply system. We think this initiative will be one of the great successes of this administration in terms of the performance management agenda of the Bush administration.
It's time for a break. Rejoin us as we continue talking about management with Claude Allen of HHS. What does the future hold for the department? We'll ask Claude for his perspective when the Business of Government Hour continues.